Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. Okay, we're here at Air Venture 2024 in the Air Racing Classic booth with Sherry Kendall. And Sherry's the director. Welcome to the Plain Talk cockpit, Sherry.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. Having fun. Getting warm at Oshkosh.
How long have you been with the ARC?
I did my first air race in 2013.
Amazing.
And it was just a year or two later that I started volunteering with them.
Wow. And your first air race, what were you flying?
I flew a Cessna 175.
Wow. How fast did you go?
That plane probably, it's similar to a 172. It's similar speeds, so probably right. About 150.
For folks that aren't familiar with the air race, how does it work?
Okay. It requires two women pilots.
Okay.
A pilot and a co-pilot. At least one of them has to have 500 hours or an instrument rating, and they can have a teammate or two in the back seat. And a teammate can be either a pilot or a student pilot.
Okay.
Or a and I think, well, depending on the airplane, we also have sport pilots
right.
Can fly. And let's see. So you sign up for the race. Our sign up starts in January, and then you do some training and things along the way, and we have a rule book,
right?
Extensive rules, and so you need to get yourself up on the rules, and then when the race happens, you show up a couple days early. We have some briefings that we do. We have a banquet to introduce all the racers, and
nice.
Everybody kind of gets to know everybody else. Then on the day of the race, everyone takes off at about 30 seconds apart, starting at, I think, 8:30 in the morning. And it's a 4-day race, so you have four days to complete it till 5
wow.
o'clock on the fourth day.
Right.
And you have to fly VFR, and you do, we have, usually a route has about 9 legs or 10, and you fly a timing line at every stop. You fly a tiny timing line to start your time and to end your time for
right.
scoring purposes. And you can do, if you have the range, you can do a flyby to continue. Well, you do a flyby
over
the timing line.
Right.
So starting at the first stop, you do a flyby. And you do that at every stop. You get to do a flyby. And if you land and refuel and get to do the next leg, you do another flyby at that same airport.
So do people do this for the, trophies or the camaraderie?
Well, people are pretty competitive, so they do want the trophies. But but for those of us who never win the race, it's fun just to do it and just to be with another 100 women pilots.
Wow.
Yeah.
100 women, so about 50 airplanes?
We limit it to 55 airplanes.
Okay.
And we have a waiting list if it fills up.
Wow.
So, and
wow.
that, we do fill up. So we always encourage people to sign up early
sure.
if you really want to do the race. And our sign-up typically opens like between the 1st and the 3rd of January.
How long has the race been going on?
Well, in its current form, it's been since, I believe, 1977. But
wow,
but
long.
The original race that we Owe It To is the 1929 Air Race Derby, the Women's Air Derby.
Wow, amazing.
So almost 100 years that the race has been continuously running.
Wow.
And they only had a break for like World War II and then COVID.
Of course.
I think maybe there was a year or two off.
Amazing.
During those times. But
wow, that's absolutely.
Otherwise, run a women's race every year.
And are there a lot of racers who continue on race the next year and the next year?
We do have quite a few that come back. And I'd say we have a core group of at least maybe 10 to 15 that race probably every year. but then we get new ones every year, and we get a lot of new collegiates every year, because now that we have a lot of collegiate teams, those turn over, you know, because then they go on to a career and they don't have time to do the race for a while. So
they typically will come back at the end of their career when they have more time.
Or when they get more senior positions in their company, they can take the time off.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you are a racer yourself.
Yes.
What's the best part of racing?
Well, I guess for me it was, it's quite educational. Like, I've learned a lot about my airplane since I started racing. We require, certain inspections and things be done on your plane. And so you need to be up on all your logbooks and that everything is recorded. And you got to keep up on when is your maintenance due and that kind of thing, because it's all timing, so that in preparation for the race, everything's done.
Yeah.
Because our race is based on handicap. And once you've done your handicap flight, you're not allowed to do any further maintenance on your airplane.
So you can't put in that power exhaust to get an extra 50 horsepower.
Right. Yeah. Right. People will do everything to win, you know. So, but I really enjoy the being around another 100 women pilots.
Sure,
and,
of course.
Flying across the country and to places I never would, and maybe doing a little bit more challenging flying.
Sure. So where's the start of the race? Does it change year over year?
Every year we pick a new route.
Okay.
It requires a lot of volunteers, and so we spend a couple of years at least arranging the next race. Right. So arrange a race, we have to find we need volunteers, and we first find a start and a terminus, right? And once we have those squared away, then we fill in between the rest of the route. It's pretty tricky. We have people, you know, on our board that have been doing this for years. Yeah, it takes a lot of planning.
Cool.
And we get volunteers. We get a lot of support from the International Women Pilots Organization, the 99s,
Yep.
of course. Because a lot of us are 99s ourselves. And it's just a lot of looking for volunteers and looking for organizations to support us at the start and terminus.
And then, of course, you have the cool social aspect, seeing new cities and the nightlife that the city would bring.
Yeah.
What's the coolest city?
We don't really get to see. You know what? The thing about when you go to all these new cities, but you don't really get to spend a lot of time there during the race,
right?
But it's something like you learn about the area and then you'll go back and visit.
Right. So, what was your favorite terminus?
Actually, the terminus this year was in Loveland, Colorado. And I think that's been one of my favorites.
Nice.
Daytona Beach was really nice, too.
That would be fun. Wow.
So, but they all have something unique. Sure. What you learn is that all of these cities have something that they're proud of.
You mentioned being part of the 99s and the International Women in Aviation.
Yeah.
Do you do any of the races north of the border?
Yeah, we have races that go into Canada sometimes.
Oh, wonderful.
And we did a race in 2019.
Yeah.
We went into Canada. We entered Canada north around Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay.
And then we flew along the lakes and
Great Lakes.
Things to the east, and then we were in
North Bay.
North Bend, maybe. I can't remember that. It was far, far north of Ontario is where we had a flyby there. And then we flew south and near Niagara Falls to
Dorothy
Mueller Airport or something like that. Dorothy, I can't remember her name, but she was a racer in the day. And yeah.
Wow.
And that was really a fun one too. Yeah. Canada was great. We loved flying there.
And then of course, flying in Quebec, it's like, you know, transporting yourself to Paris.
Yeah.
French food, French language, French architecture.
Yeah. The stop near Niagara Falls, yeah, that was really nice.
Niagara on the Lake for wine.
Wine and tours around the countryside. It was really beautiful there. And
so, Sherry, any final words for the Plane Talk audience?
Oh, well, if you're a woman pilot, you definitely want to do this race. It'll be the best experience of your flying career.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much for being part of the Plane Talk cockpit.
Thank you for your interest.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast.